I sent her a telegram, but instead of cheering me up, it only served to remind me how far away she was. Her first birthday since we'd been married, and there I was, not even out of Italy yet, farther away from my goal than ever, and getting farther from Corrie every minute. Suppose something happened. Suppose there was trouble with the police in Bulgaria, too. Suppose I didn't get back for the birth of the baby. At least I understood now the reason for the extra money. I'd be lucky to make it there and back by this route, even with all I had. To make matters worse, there was that suspicion-arousing stamp on the Yugoslavia page again. And then, just when I thought I'd reached my lowest point, my back began to act up. For 3 or 4 years I'd been having trouble on and off with a slipped disc. It seemed to bother me most when I'd been driving long distances. About halfway through Italy the trouble began again, worse than I'd ever known it. By the time I reached Brindisi, where the boat left for Greece, I was literally bent double, walking with a kind of strange, crouching gait on the balls of my feet. There was no time to stop and get treatment. I just had to let people stare. When I took the car off the boat in Greece, I was no better. After a couple of days on the Greek roads, I was literally crying aloud with the pain. If the Italian roads had been choked with traffic, the Greek ones were all rocks and chuck holes. I could not read the signs with their strange Greek characters, and often, after 20 spine-jarring miles, would discover I had made a wrong turn and have to give up all that hard-won distance. And all the while that insidious depression was working its poison in me. "Well, Andrew," the inner whispering would begin, "you got away with it that time. They were easy on you, sent you out of the country. You could have gone to jail. For how many years, Andrew? 5? 10? You'll never find out in Bulgaria. They lock people up there. Sometimes they never get out. Not even a letter. Corrie will never know." And so it went, hour after hour, day after day, until every nerve was on edge. And then came the final blow. At the Greek town of Serre, I discovered that the border crossing toward which I had been heading all this time was open to diplomats only. For ordinary travellers, there was no entry at all into Bulgaria from Greece. The only way was through Turkey, many miles and many days farther on. The morning after this discovery, I was grinding and bumping along a stony track toward what seemed an horizon of endless frustrations, when up ahead I saw a small blue sign. The top lettering was in Greek, but below it, in Latin characters, I read the single word, Philippi. I stopped the car with a jerk. Philippi. The Philippi in the Bible. The town where Paul and Silas had been in prison, where God had sent the earthquake to open the door. Of course, this was the very place.